We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We're with you for another hour. Max Power produces and engineers the show. And 869-1240 is the number for those of you wondering, and I know many of you are.
Millions.
Cardinals lead the Cubs 2-1, bottom of the ninth. Andrew Miller pitching against Jason Hayward, and he issues a leadoff walk. So there you go.
Well, that's Andrew Miller for
you. He went through the eighth inning and buzzed through it. So we got a runner on first, no outs, and I'm glad I'm not watching.
And here comes
watching.
Carlos Martinez, or
and I'm gonna put the game away.
I'm gonna turn it on.
No, man. You're not. I don't want you to. Last time you did that, the Dodgers beat them in the ninth inning.
Right. So
I don't want
again.
You to do that.
Okay.
For your dad.
All right.
No, seriously.
Okay.
I could go south here very quickly. If you think I'm on edge now.
I mean, I can't control, nor can you, what happens in this game.
I can't control it, but I don't want to know it from you.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I don't want you to even look at it.
It's not going to.
It's off limits for you.
Okay.
How's that?
That's great.
It's good. In case you hadn't heard, KU potential sanctions. Kansas City Star with a story today that the NCAA is expected to make its case here shortly. Wait a minute. That
you
wasn't
didn't even walk him.
I know. I'm so nervous. I take over the show for 5 minutes.
For five
what do
minutes?
You got?
I can't just talk to myself.
What do you got?
For 5 minutes?
I could do it, right?
Then go for it.
But I'm wanting to watch
like
this
game. I don't like talking to nobody.
I know,
we have an audience out there.
I am talking to the – when I do this with my arms, this expansive arms –
You're talking to three people that
No. There's thousands of people listening to this show right now.
You think thousands, plural?
And they're wondering what I'm going to say.
Then say
so
it.
So why don't you ever make them wonder what you're going
to
say?
Because I don't need to.
Carlos Martinez coming into the game. Oh, my. This is
You'll
like.
Be fine.
Jeff, if this was the Indians, you'd be a wreck. I thrive on this stuff. I've been a baseball fan my entire life. This isn't my first rodeo. I've been in situations like this with my team.
Right, we all have.
It still affects me like this.
Okay.
Okay?
Who are you trying to convince of that? I mean, just watch. It'll be okay. One way or the other.
And you go out in your driveway and yell to the clouds.
Yeah, when we hit a game-tying home run in Game 7 of the World Series, I do.
How many Game 7s of the World Series have you had?
Two. Lost them both. Also lost a game 6.
What a shame.
It is troubling,
shame.
Isn't it? Three World Series, lost them all.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
But you deserved it.
But now you just learn to love the journey.
Let's get our callers coming in here. As Jive Talk is meant to do. 869-1240, the American Athletic Conference. Wait a minute. Here's Jeff Timmermeyer on Twitter saying he played three seasons.
Yeah,
for Coach
I was wondering.
Murnau.
I knew Murnau was there longer than
and
that.
And he coached a couple seasons after that. Joanna, and you.
And you.
Get your facts together.
I knew Murnau was there longer.
Jeff, maybe you are the premier high school mind. Jeff Timmermeyer.
Sorry.
Well, I know Joanna's credibility just got shot in the foot.
A little.
And you never had any.
That's fair.
Right?
I guess.
Where was I going a minute ago? I had a topic. The American Athletic Conference.
They released their basketball schedule.
Released their schedule. You know what I noticed?
Shockers only play UConn once. I don't know what you noticed.
No really late home games.
I didn't even look at the time.
I'm so happy about that. That's crazy.
Well, now
isn't
that
it?
They've got the ESPN situation going, then it's probably more favorable to their schedule.
I'm just happy as I can be. Here it is. They play a bunch of 7 o'clock games, a couple 2 o'clock games. The non-conference home schedule, not much. Not much there. When you've got Omaha, Texas Southern, UT Martin, Gardner-Webb, Oral Roberts, Central Arkansas, Abilene Christian.
They're waiting to put out the Interest Arena game.
It's Oklahoma. December 14th.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock.
My bad.
Just be quiet.
My bad.
Just don't talk.
Is that it?
You're better off.
And then they play the tournament.
East Carolina on New Year's Day at 2 o'clock. Ole Miss at 3 o'clock. Memphis at 6. Houston at 3. Central Florida at 7. Cincinnati at 6. Tulane at 1. South Florida at 6. Temple at 6. And Tulsa at 3.
We're going to be doing
that. That is the best basketball season I've ever seen.
We're going to be doing some shows from the arena.
No, really. It's the best. That's just awesome.
Okay. I'm happy you're
happy. I don't like the 8 and 9 o'clock starts.
I don't either.
Let's see if they even have any on the road. Temple, 8 o'clock.
Hey, it's Jive
Memphis,
Talk.
8 o'clock. Let's get to Mike on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline at 869-1240. Mike.
Good afternoon. Bob, I got something maybe that will be settling for you. I just want to thank you. I work at Elders Gate Church. And I want to thank you for entertaining the over 90 people talking about baseball. They really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that day very much as well, Ryan. I'm sorry, Mike. Were you there that day? Jeff, I'm talking to Mike.
Did he regale you with stories of Home Run Baker and Eddie Collins back in
the day? See, that's not funny, Mike. Mike, just talk to me.
Yes, it is, Mike.
No, I wish I could have sat in on it, Bob. I would have really enjoyed it because I got to think of those people who were born and got to be born in the 30s, what they've seen all those years. They're still talking about it, Bob. They really enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoyed it, too. I hope to get an invitation back. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, they loved it. Take care.
Appreciate that. See, that's what you do in life.
Yeah.
No, really.
That's what you do in life. That's,
nobody's going to give you an invitation.
That's a good way to sum that up.
You're going to go talk to anybody?
Why shouldn't they? Why can't I talk to people?
Who wants you out?
Why wouldn't they?
Ryan, hello. You're on the show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I hope I stay in connected because I am headed north. I'm just south of Emporia right now. And so we'll try to make this work. But, you know, I've never been a real big advocate of Bob. But I tell you what, hearing the emotional connection you have with the baseball game, it's absolute. And I think I can speak for the thousands that are listening right now. It's absolutely thrilling. And I am to be able to watch the game through your eyes with your passion. I absolutely love it. And I just thought,
Ryan,
I don't know
if you've ever been told this before, Ryan, but you are an absolute wordsmith. You can express yourself through words better than almost anybody I know, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. And coming from somebody who's proofed thousands and thousands of pages of copy, that there's no higher compliment.
Anything you'd like to say to Jeff before we might lose you?
Well, I mean, you know, to think that the Cars are just a marginal or in their time, then why are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because I want Hall of Famers to only be, you know, to stand the test of time. I want that to be a collection of artists that anyone from now or in 50 years from now, 500 years from now, will enjoy the music. So it's not a big deal because we've heard Jeff miss the mark times before, but it's just another example.
You've come to expect it.
Where you were wrong. I hope you both have a great weekend. Rock it out, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. Always a pleasure to hear from Ryan. And what a wordsmith.
Oh, he is. He puts it together really well.
Yeah. Let's get back to the phones. Here's Brad. Brad, you're next on the show.
Hey, Bob and Jeff. Hey, Bob, I think you need to calm down a little bit with the St. Louis Cardinal business. I was looking at the standings, and regardless, I think you guys are going to make the playoffs, whether it be winning your division or if you get a wild card position.
Brad, are you a baseball fan?
Heck yeah, I am.
Why in the world would I want a wild card?
You're in the playoffs.
You're going to get in it either way.
I don't want a wild card. I want to win the division, man.
Yeah, well.
Who's your team, Brad?
Well, the Red Sox, and they suck this year.
Well, you won one last year. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, you still owe me that golf round with Duda.
Okay, well, I'll try. I haven't been to a golf course in many years, so if there's something else I can do for you, I'll do that, and we'll try on the golf. I'm not going to close the book on it, but it's not easy for me.
Thanks, Brad.
Well, hell, just hook me up with a round with Duda. That'll be good enough for me.
Fair enough.
What, he wants to play around with Duda?
Yeah.
What about me?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I think he wants it to be an enjoyable afternoon.
All right, we got a two-out walk.
Here comes Ben Zobrist.
Come and get, you're going to walk Tony Kemp, who even if he hits the ball hard, is not going to hit one out.
No, probably not.
Challenge these people.
He's got some. He tried. He kept missing.
Are you watching the game?
No.
No, how are you watching the game?
I'm watching it.
On MLB TV?
Yes. They're going to get Zobrist out, and this game will be over.
Carlos is not guaranteed to get anybody out.
I agree.
Right? I mean, right. That's just the way it works.
But nobody is. But more than likely, this game is going to end at some point.
It may not end the way I want it to.
It may not, but it may.
Be quiet, Jeff. No wonder
How's
Ryan,
that for diplomacy?
No wonder our listeners have such an issue with you.
Does Ryan really have an issue with me?
Can't you tell?
Not really.
When's he ever given you any compliments?
It's never happened in his life.
I mean, it's obvious.
He never does it. I don't understand.
Will you potentially drive to Stillwater to see the Shockers play Oklahoma State on a lazy Sunday on December 8th? Want to go down?
Maybe. I can't rule it out.
You want to go down?
Maybe.
Why wouldn't we?
We could do that. I've never been to Gallagher Iba Arena.
It's a great arena. It won't be packed, I don't think. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I could see it happening.
Now,
getting credentials.
I will guarantee you that we will get Frank Martin on this show before Wichita State plays South Carolina in the Cancun Challenge 2 days before Thanksgiving.
And what's the other game in that?
Jeff, nobody wants to hear your Bob Huggins impersonation.
Is that? How do you know that's where? I didn't know for sure if West Virginia was in it.
Nobody in the world wants to hear that. Who's outside?
Little puppy dog.
Bring that puppy dog in. Bring that puppy dog in. I mean, I only want to see puppy dogs. Come here, puppy dog. Uh-oh. That's a scared puppy dog.
It's okay, puppers. Come here.
All right. Is there anything we won't do on
cutest,
this radio show?
That's the cutest animal.
Let's bring her in here, or him. Uh-oh.
That's okay. She wants to
talk. I don't
think
she wants to come in.
Say hi, Fancy.
Hey there. Hi there. How you doing?
Say
okay.
My name is
this your dog?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely precious.
Awesome dog.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for saying hi.
Hi, bud.
There you go. Hey. You bring a dog around, and I'm not gonna let it just go. I'm gonna say something.
We all should. That's great. Great.
Our dog worried us last night. Don't say.
No,
uh-oh.
It's not about the game.
I don't even know why. I'll knock
uh-oh.
You out.
We had to trap a rat in our garage. Felt bad.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, a huge
rat. Our little
rat.
Puppy got lethargic overnight.
What do you
mean?
To
the point where she just wasn't energized. We didn't know what was wrong with her.
Cardinals win.
So we had. Don't tell me that.
I thought you'd be happy.
So we had to. We even thought about taking her to the emergency vet, but it turns out she's fine.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I worry about things like that. I was up for an hour and a half last night, worried.
I understand.
You know, Misty.
You have to feel like. Pets can feel ill at times, and then they get past it, hopefully.
He was feeling a little, I think, just feeling a little bad. That's my thought.
Could be.
Oh, so the Cardinals did win?
Yes, they held on a 3-U to finish it off.
Oh, my God. Pastor Mike, how are you?
Well, better than you guys. This is the most off-the-rail radio show. Dogs and other games and Bob Huggins impersonation.
I haven't done that yet, but
hey,
I could.
Hey, it's Jive Talk. I'm telling you that this is what Jive Talk is meant to be, Pastor Mike.
Not when it's just watching a Cardinals game and hearing you bellyache over it.
Wow,
it's just not good for us.
Boy, what a desperate, envious man you are, Pastor Mike. And I hate to say that to a man of the cloth, but
yeah, I shouldn't be envious, should I? Yeah, I probably. But yeah, your Cardinals are. Are you going to enjoy some postseason? We know, so that's good.
Well, the odds are getting better. I'll tell you what, going into Wrigley Field, where they had not won this year, and winning the first two games of this series, now they're assured of no worse than a split. That's big stuff
that's
for me.
Right. You're playing with house money at this point, essentially.
But you still got Brewers to worry about.
Yeah, you're in good shape. You're good. I really did. The KU thing, I really – let me just ask him. Bob Huggins, what do you think about this KU scandal that's going on? How would you comment on it?
You never like to see anything happen to opposing schools, but hopefully this doesn't sully the Big 12.
How would you encourage that?
That's funny. It is funny.
Oh, my God.
It's his stick. He's good
that is
it.
Good stuff.
Good stick. Yeah,
thank you.
It's certainly Mac. He can make a living off this. Just, Bob Huggins Radio 24/7, just all the time. He could go in between listening to Holly songs. I hadn't heard the Hollies mentioned in 30 years.
I know, isn't that something?
That is something. I'm glad you could remember it even. So
thank
you. Good.
Thanks, Pastor Mike.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good phone call as always. Here's my man Chip. Chip, this team will.
Chip's got a revel.
I'm 31 years old, really. They've aged me to no end.
Oh, my gosh. They're killing me. They are killing me again today. But you know what? I'll take three double plays. Ibaka wasn't as – well, Ibaka was himself pretty much, but we'll take it. We have to figure out how to get guys home from third with less than 2 hours.
Well, and I hate to go too deep into Cardinals talk because I know it's a limited audience. But right now you got Ozuna and DeJong, who just aren't hitting at all, hitting in big spots in your lineup. So they don't have any hitting.
Yeah, and that's it's spotty as far as timing is concerned. So I'll take a playoff appearance, but we could go deeper.
Yeah.
My God, guys. Have a great weekend, okay?
Take care. And I know that when I talk Cardinals, people are out there clawing their ears, but I'm going to do it today.
All right.
They had four hits. Yadier Molina had three of them.
That's impressive.
And he's 36 years old.
Still out there, still grinding.
Still getting it done.
As our buddy Eric Wedge likes to say.
Still getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. Max, let's take a break. When we return, we'll be joined by Jack Oliver, Classic Hits KEYN, as we interview Phil Sullum from the Rembrandts. I'll Be There For You. Is that the name of the song?
I'll Be There For You.
There you go. The Rembrandts performed that for the show, The Friends, and they're celebrating 25 years of that song today. We'll talk with Phil Sullum in a moment. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.